Good afternoon. 我先用中文，因为我知道弟兄可能会不好意思，我要称赞他。He's very hardworking because he did so much preparation. He put all the translation onto the notes. 他很勤劳的准备，所以求神用我们，因为他把中文写在我的那些notes 里面，让他可以舒服的读。但是可能我讲的时候会全部改变，他就很难跟。But when I speak, I may just change everything, so he has a hard time to follow. But I'm thankful to be here today.
我很高兴今天在这里跟大家在一起。
Thank you for your love, because many people when we came in asked how Tricia is doing because she was sick a little while ago.
所以真的感谢各位真的给我们的爱啊，当我们进来教会的时候，真的大家都过来给我们问候，因为
Tracer
他前段时间身体有些不适。
And I hope we all had a good Thanksgiving.
希望呢，我们大家都有一个很好的这个感恩节。
I'm afraid if we don't have Thanksgiving once a year, we may forget completely to be thankful.
所以真的是有时候，我们怕呢，就是如果我们不是每一年都有这感恩节的话，有时候我们可能就忘了要感恩。
We know that so many people tell us that when we have a thankful heart, we are happier.
那很多人也跟我们说，当我们有一个感恩的心的时候，其实我们会更加的喜乐。
But I don't know why sometimes it's so difficult to be thankful.
但是我真的不明白，有时候为什么说要感恩那么困难。
I'm thankful today that the youth are here.
那我很感恩今天你们大家都在一起。
Hope that you also feel that this is your church as well, not just for adults.
所以希望说你也感觉到说这是我们的教会。
不是是 not only for adults but for young people.
不光光是给大人的，也是给我们的年轻人。
Someone told me that the young people are the future of the church.
所以有人说年轻人其实是我们教会的这个未来。
But I disagree.
其实我不完全同意。
Because it's not future, it is their church today.
所以其实不是未来，其实是我们教会的今天。
Because if they always say it's for the future, they don't take it serious today.
所以如果说我们老师说他们是我们教会的未来的话呢，他们觉得那今天就没关系了。
How can we be one family in church? That's a very important lesson.
所以我们其实我们整个教会都是一个大家庭，所以那个是一个蛮重要的教训。
So I want to say, even though it may take longer because of translation,
所以呢，我们说了，今天可能花的时间要长一点，因为需要翻译。
But it's a way for you to learn more Chinese too, and for me too.
但是呢，这个是给年轻人说的，说你可以呢也学一点中文。
So let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this morning, this afternoon. Thank you for bringing us here this afternoon.
亲爱的天父。感谢你今天把我们聚在一起。
That we can come because we choose to come.
那我们来到这里是因为我们自愿来这里。
So we pray that you bless us because we make this choice.
那求主你保守我们，因为我们做了这个选择。
And that we can hear from you.
那我们今天能够听见你来的话语。
So that we mean what we sing, that we want to walk with you into eternity.
当我们刚才唱的诗歌是我们想跟你一起走，那我们真的是真心愿意这样做。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
People define progress and regression differently.
那我们其实对这个进展或者这个退步呢，我们有不一样的定义。
I think that it is true if you don't make progress, you will most likely go backwards.
那我是同意说，如果我们不进步的话，那我们很有可能就退步。
I have a very strange habit. Before I go to bed, I want to make sure that all the dishes are washed.
那我有一个习惯，就是每天晚上睡觉之前呢，我想确保所有这些碗啊盘呢都洗干净了。
Because I don't like to wake up in the morning and see dirty dishes in the sink.
所以我不想呢，早上起来的时候看到一大堆脏脏的这个碗啊碟啊在这个洗碗盘里面。
So sometimes Tracy will say it's so late, you just go to bed.
那有时候我太太说很晚了，我们先睡觉吧。
So I think for me to make progress is to learn how to leave the dirty dishes and not be so concerned.
所以其实对我个人来说，如果我们想有点进，如果我想有点进步的话呢，有时候就啊就把那个碗呢就放在那边啊，不要太担心。
But for some people who don't care about those things, maybe their way of progress is to do more dishes.
那但是呢，有一些人他们不太在乎这样的。这么干做这么干净家务，可能他们的进步呢，就是说要多洗碗。
So progress for me and progress for someone else might be different.
所以呢，对我来说进步，可能对别人来说跟别人的进步是不一样的。
But in Christian life, progress is the same for everyone.
但在我们这个基督徒的生命里面，进步进展对所有人都是一样的。
Unless we do our own due diligence and study hard, we will not grow.
那除非我们就是说努力的去学习圣经，我们是不会成长的。
Because I think coming to church once or twice a week is not going to help.
那因为我想说，如果只是每周来教会一次的话，那是不会有帮助的。
And it also gives the elders and the deacons and the pastors a lot of pressure.
而且也给我们的这个牧师啊，我们的这个侍奉的弟兄姐妹有很多的压力。
Nowadays, you often hear some people say, I don't want to go to that church because I don't feel that they are feeding me.
那有时候你经常今天听到有很多人讲说，我不想去我们的教会了，我觉得教会没有在喂养我。
But if you are grown up and you're not a baby, you have to learn to feed yourself.
但是说如果你是一个成年人，你不是一个婴儿的话，你要学会怎么样去喂养自己。
When you are 15, 16 years old and you go home, you don't say, Mom, feed me, I don't know how to feed myself.
所以如果你是15岁、16岁的孩子，你不会说回到家跟妈妈说，妈妈喂我吧，因为我不知道怎么样吃东西。
So that's why today I chose Hebrews chapter 5 verses 11 to 14.
所以今天我特别挑选了叫希伯来书的这个第五章十一节到第十四节。
I would like us to stand and read first with me in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后我们接下来读中文的啊。
So read with me in English first. There is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and you don't seem to listen. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's Word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong.
那我们一起读中文的啊，然后一起来。论到这些事，我们有很多话要说，可是很难解释，因为你们已经迟钝了。听不进去，到这个时候你们应该已经做了老师了，可是你们还需要有人再把神道理的初步教导你们，你们成了只能吃奶而不能吃干粮的人。凡是吃奶的，这是个婴孩，对公义的道理没有经历，只有长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的官能因为操练成熟，就能分辨是非了。
Please be seated.
好，大家请坐。
And may God bless us every time we read His Word.
这求主呢，真的保守我们。每一次读这段经文的时候，都保守我们。
Something I noticed this morning that I like very much. You all read the Bible a lot before we speak. Between songs, you read the Bible. It's wonderful.
所以真的，今天我看到很多事情是真的，很高兴的，因为大家都在。唱这个诗歌之前读了非常多的圣经。
And in between, also they read the Bible is very good.
哦，对，今天我们献诗的时候，其实每一首诗之间，我们也读了很多的这个经文。
Because most places I go, we just sing, and then we start preaching.
这有很多的其他教会呢，其实都是我们就不断的这个献诗献完就停了。
So I want to talk about how it says here that you don't seem to listen.
那我想在这里跟大家谈一下说你。不听这句话什么意思？
Because in English, I think there is a difference between hearing and listening.
所以在英文里面呢，其实这个听觉和这个倾听是不一样的。
Hearing is a physical activity.
那听觉只是一个这个 身体的物理的动作的行为。
But listening is psychological.
但是呢，倾听却是心理方面的。
Because we talk about people who are hearing impaired, that means they are not listening, they are not hearing very well. They may be half deaf.
那所以说，当我们讲到说，如果有人其实有这个听觉的这个障碍的时候，我们是说他身体上有一些缺陷，所以他可能听得不太清楚。
Just like my mother, I cannot talk to her on the phone because she cannot hear anymore unless I speak to her in person.
那所以像我母亲就是这样子，在电话里面我跟她讲的话的时候，可能不能讲得太清楚，我必须呢跟她当面的聊天。
But we have to remember that God is speaking to each of us directly from the Bible, like in person.
那但是我们要记住，就是说，其实上帝是跟我们每一个人是直接跟我们相通的，他是通过他的话语圣经来跟我们沟通。
So being listening impaired is more serious.
所以当说我们如果说有这个倾听的障碍的话，那问题就更大了。
We cannot love God and know Him unless we really listen to Him.
那除非说我们是认识上帝，否则我们是不可能去爱他的。
But so many things going on in this world. Every day we are so busy, we are dragged along, and we have no anchor anymore.
所以，但是我们在周围的世界是真的有太多事情发生，我们也非常忙碌，所以我们就像说，像一个没有锚的船被拖着走。
You see what it says in Isaiah chapter 6? He said, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving."
所以，我们看一下以赛亚书的第六章第九节是怎么说的。他说：“你去告诉这百姓说，你们。”听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
Hearing without listening.
所以这个是说，听见了，但是其实没有在倾听。
Hearing skills come naturally. You don't have to teach someone how to hear, but listening is different.
所以听力这个技能是天生的，我们不需要说别人来教我们怎么去听见一些东西，但是倾听这个能力就不是天生的。
So Brother Yushan translated the English one for me into Chinese. It's very clear what it says here. Listening, it takes more effort.
所以其实倾听是需要更多的这个努力的。
Hearing is one of the body's five senses, but listening is an art we have to learn.
所以听觉是我们人体的五种感官之一，但是倾听呢，却是一门艺术。
Jesus said that although they are hearing, they still do not understand.
所以耶稣也说过说，虽然他们听见，他们不明白。
So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13, "This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see; though hearing, they do not hear or understand."
所以耶稣基督在马太福音13章13节里面讲的，所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Mark also said the same thing, quoting Jesus in chapter 4, saying.So that they may be ever seeing but not perceiving, ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven.
所以马可福音有同样的相似的经文，4章12节，叫他们看是看见，却不晓得；听是听见，却不明白。恐怕他们回转过来，就得赦免。
Isn't it interesting? Is Jesus saying, "I purposely make it hard for people to understand"? Is that what Jesus is saying?
那这里蛮有趣哦。难道是说耶稣说，我特意的让这个我的话语非常非常难懂，让他不明白，这是他的意思吗？
You would think I'm strange if I say I come here, I purposely speak something you cannot understand.
所以你会想说，我可能今天也特意来到这里去讲一些你们不明白的东西。
But Jesus is saying they are fulfilling prophecy.
那耶稣其实是说，这是以赛亚预言的这个应验。
So what Jesus is telling us is that we have to take time and energy to grow. It's not natural.
所以耶稣其实要告诉我们的说，其实我们需要花力气、花努力去理解这个东西，然后呢，我们才能成长。
I even think that preparing a message doesn't help me grow unless I apply to myself.
那我甚至也认为说，其实光是准备讲到的信息，其实这也不足够的，因为这不可能帮我成长，除非我去真正的运用这些信息，里面我才能成长。
So that's why I say coming to church once a week may not help you to grow unless you know that it's a personal lesson you have to learn.
所以这是为什么我刚才说，每天来到这个教会来一次的话， 不一定能帮你成长，除非说你是把这个当作是一件很 personal， 就是很个人的事情去学习。
That's why they use the word training over here。
所以为什么他们用了这个操练这个词
？It takes effort。
需要是努，这是需要努力的。
So you cannot blame the preacher。Sometimes you can, but you shouldn't blame the preacher or the teacher. You might want to blame yourself.
所以有时候我们不能完全的去怪这个传道人或者我们的老师。有时候真的是可能要怪自己。
Judas had the best pastor he could ever have.
那犹大有最好的这个牧师，这是最好的牧师。
He had the best leader.
他有最好的这个领袖。
The best teacher and also the best friend.
最好的老师还有最好的朋友。
None of us will ever be as good as Jesus was to his disciples.
所以我们当中没有任何一个人能够像耶稣基督那么好，就对他的门徒那么好。
But Judas failed.
但是犹大他还是堕落了。
So it's not really Jesus' fault, is it?
那这个当然不是耶稣基督的过错。
The president of the Southern Baptist Seminary tells a story from his own experience.
那美兰浸信会的神学院院长埃伯特莫勒，他讲了这个他童年的故事。
He said, "I recall an event that happened when I was 10 years old."
那他说了，说我清楚的记得。这是我十岁时候发生的一件事情。
I was complaining to my father that I didn't feel comfortable.
那当时我跟我的父亲抱怨说，我觉得有点不舒服。
When he asked me what was wrong, I said I have a tummy ache.
那当父亲问我怎么回事的时候，我说我的肚肚疼，肚肚，小朋友说的那个肚肚。
And my father responded in a way I will never forget. He said, "You're 10 years old. You don't have tummy ache. You have stomach ache."
那我的父亲呢，以一种我永远不能忘记的方式回答说，他说你已经十岁了，你没有肚肚疼，你是胃疼。
He says the word tummy does not show that you are growing up and learning the proper word for stomach and you are not growing in maturity.
Yeah, 我所以这里 tummy 这个词中文我也不知道怎么翻译，就是小朋友说肚子就肚肚啊，他说这个你用肚肚这个词，那不像你十岁了，没有显现出你十岁一个，你作为一个十岁的孩子那种进入青春期所应有的成熟。
Dr. Moller is a very inspiring speaker.
那艾伯特·莫尔他是一个非常就是可以让人感动的这样的一个牧师。
He says his father was strict with him, but for his own good.
那他说他的父亲对他非常严格，但是这是的确是为了他的好，为了他好。
That's why today's Bible verse reminds us we are not babies anymore, only keep drinking milk and never eating solid food.
所以今天这个经文提醒我们说，我们再也不是这个婴儿了，只能去喝牛奶，不能吃干粮。
So when I prepare this, I say God is also speaking to me, not just to you all, to every one of us.
所以当我在准备今天的这个信息的时候，说其实上帝也在跟我说话，不光是跟大家说话。
In philosophy, there is an interesting saying. It says, "In order to stay the same, you have to change."
所以有一个说法是说
，In order to stay the same, you have to change.
如果你不想改变的话，那你想保持不变的话，你必须要改变。
Right, because things are changing around you. Unless you change with it, you will not be the same. You will follow the tide.
所以其实我们周围的事物不断的变化，除非我们跟着他们变不然的话我们就会随波而逐流。
That's why this famous saying from Greek philosophy is very true. No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it is not the same river, and he's not the same man.
所以这里讲的这个也是非常的有用就是没有人在同一条河走两次，因为这不是同一条河流，而他也不是同一个人。
Sorry, see, I'm learning Chinese myself. This is very good. Thank you. Even though everything seems to be changing, we have to know, are we changing with it in a good way or a bad way?
那即使是说我们看起来周围所有的事物都在变化，但是我们要明白的是我们怎么样跟着他们一起变，这样子呢是越变越好，不是越变越差。
Actually, whether we are Christians or not, we have to think Christians and non-Christians have to think hard about the world.
那真的是不管是我们是基督徒还是不是基督徒，我们都要真的很仔细想想我们周围的这个世界。
Especially those who say the Bible is God's word.
那特别是说，当你说这个圣经是上帝的话语。
One example I can think of is when Washington legalized marijuana.
那有一个例子我能想得起来，就是华盛顿他让这个大麻合法化。
Sometimes when we say things without thinking, we set a trap for ourselves.
所以有时候我们说话真的是没有经过仔细的思考就说话的时候，我们就给自己设下了陷阱。
Because I heard a young person say to his parents, "Now that marijuana is legal, I can smoke."
因为我听到了一个年轻人跟他父母说，现在大麻已经合法化了，所以我可以吸大麻了。
Why did he say that?
那为什么他会这样说呢？
Because his parents say don't smoke because it's illegal.
那以前是因为他的父母说你不能吸大麻，因为这是不合法的。
Now it's not illegal anymore, so I can smoke, right?
那所以现在这个大麻已经不是非法的了，所以我可以吸大麻了。
In other words, the right way to say is don't smoke not because illegal, because not good for you.
所以真的是正确的方法说，应该是说你不要吸大麻，因为这个对你不好。
Me as a former drug user, I know it's not good for me.
那我以前也是吸过毒的，所以我知道这个毒品对我们人不好。
Because I firmly believe that marijuana is a gateway drug. You open the door, you will not stop.
那大麻就像是说这种毒品其实就像给你开了一道门，一旦开了个门，你就完全停不下来。
God is very certain about that. You cannot open the door.
那上帝对这一点是非常确定的，我们不能开这道门。
Things are changing all the time. You go into the same river the second time, you are different. The river is different.
所以真的是事物不断的在变化。你真的是踏进这同一条河，第二次踏进同一条河，这个河已经不一样了，而且你也不一样。
So what is God teaching us today from Hebrews chapter 5?
那今天我们从希伯来书这个第五章上帝在教我们什么样的信息？
It is difficult for us to understand not because the Bible is difficult, but because we don't care.
那很多时候说圣经很难理解，不是因为圣经本身很困难，而是说我们其实不太在乎。
Because we are spiritually dull.
有时候是说我们在灵命上已经非常迟钝了。
If I do nothing but prepare message, prepare Sunday school, I can become spiritually dull because it's just a job.
Yeah, 因为如果我只是说每一次讲到前去准备这个信息，准备主日学的信息的话，其实我也可以说在这个灵命上会变得迟钝。
I can say, oh, this is for him, this is for her, it's not for me.
因为我可以讲说，哦，这个信息是为他定的，为他而准备的，不是为我自己。
So the warning here is do not be spiritually dull.
所以这里的警示是说，我们不要在灵命上变得迟钝。
Because I found a very good Chinese proverb for you.
那我在这里也找了一个很好的中国的谚语。
The teacher's responsibility is to teach, but the student's responsibility is to learn.
教师的责任是教书，而学生的责任是学习。
Yes, there are good teachers and bad teachers.
当然有好的老师，也有不好的老师。
But there are also good students and bad students.
当然也有好的学生和不好的学生。
When you're a teacher, you should try to be a good teacher.
所以当你是一个老师的时候，那你要做一个好老师。
But when you're a student, you should also be a good student.
但是当你是学生的时候，你也应该要做一个好的学生。
Not knowing God's word is not an intellectual problem; it's a moral problem.
所以忽视神的话语，它其实不是一个智力的问题，是一个品德上的问题。
I will tell you again, so you don't think that I am speaking down to you. It applies to me. It applies to everyone.
所以我再说一次，其实这个不光光是说我对着大家讲的，这些信息是对大家还有对我自己都同样适用。
A pastor or a preacher is not better than anyone else in the congregation.
所以一个牧师、一个传道人，其实说并不是说给我们比我们的这个教会的会众都更好。
We are pastors only because we like to work only one day a week.
我们是牧师，所以因为我们喜欢一周只工作一天。
Because my old friends in California always laugh at me because I was not a Christian in California. When they know I become a pastor, they say, "Oh, now you found a job. You work only one day a week."
所以我的在加州的朋友也跟我说，因为我以前在加州的时候不是一位牧师，然后他们听说我成为牧师的时候，他们就跟我开玩笑说，哦，你现在找到很好的工作了，因为这工作你一周你只工作一天。
If you think it's easy, you should come and do the same job.
因为大家觉得这个是一个蛮容易的工作了，你们也欢迎来做这个工作。
You have been believers for so long, but you are not growing. You have been believers for so long, so your responsibility is to teach others also. Not only for preacher or for elder, everyone is supposed to teach.
Yeah, 所以你已经作为信徒这么长时间了，所以你应该可以成为老师了。所以每一个信徒应该都是可以教其他信徒的。
Because God is not saying only preachers can teach.
所以上帝从来没有说过说只有传道人才能教这个圣经的道理。
This is written to all believers.
那这是为所有的这个信徒所写的。
Because it says you have been believers so long, you ought to be teaching. How come you're not?
所以说你已经是作为信徒这么长时间了，你应该可以去教别人了。为什么你现在还没有去教别人？
So if you don't change, you are staying on the basic things over and over again.
所以如果我们大家不去改变的话，那我们其实就是在原来这些很基本的事情上，在不断的重复而已。
Yeah, this really is the application from today's lesson.
所以这个真的就是我们今天这个信息的这个应用。
If you depend on a few people to grow the church, it's very hard.
如果我们只是说，真的是只指望少数的几个人去帮助这个教会成长，那这个是很困难的事情。
We all know this, right? We always hear preachers and other people say, if you bring one person to church a year, the church already double.
也所以我们经常听到有人这样讲，大家都这样说。其实你只要牧师啊，你们只要每年带一个人来到，一个新的人来到教会，这个教会一年就能翻倍了人数。
And we do bring at least one person a year to church, I'm sure. Many of us do.
那当然是我很确信说我们这个至少每一年会带一个新的朋友来到教会。
But yet, sometimes they don't remain.
但是很多时候他们不会说留在我们这个教会。
Because nobody is helping them one-on-one.
那因为没有人去真的是跟他们一对一的去帮他们。
If you expect three or four people to do all the work in the church, it will be very hard to grow.
如果我们只是指望说那么三四个人去做教会所有这些事情的话，那真的是教会是很难成长的。
Which is why I like what Einstein supposedly said. You do the same thing over and over again, you expect to get different results, you are crazy.
也所以我特别喜欢爱因斯坦讲这句话，说他说如果你是只是一遍又一遍的重复的做同一件事情的话，而且并希望说每一次有不同的结果的话，那一定这是很荒谬的，这个不可能的事情。
Some churches that have been around for 20, 30, 40 years always say, we always did it that way, we're not going to change.
那有一些教会说是这样子，说我们在教会已经有二三十年了，我们每一次做的事情都是这样做的，从来不改变的。
God never told us that we cannot change if we change for something better.
那但是上帝从来没有跟我们说过说，我们不能说为了一些更好的事情去改变，让事情更好。
So the lesson is we have to keep growing and then keep changing.
所以我们今天学校的这个信息是说我们要不断的成长。
Just think about this example. In some families, every day around the same time, there's an argument.
所以大家想想这个场景啊，就是说在一些家庭里面，每一天的同一个时间会有同样的问题，会有同样的吵闹。
Sometimes it's just before school. People are slow, people argue, and then the parents get mad.
所以比如说是早上上学前，对吧？然后孩子们动作很慢，然后这个父母们就开始就很生气了。
Every day the same thing.
每一天都发生同样的事情。
Sometimes you have an argument with your spouse. You argue about the same thing all the time.
那有时候你跟你的配偶是去争吵同一件事情。
And then sometimes we say we want to take better care of our health this year. We always say that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, 而且有时候就说在新年的时候开店的时候，我们老是说今年我们要更加的注重我们的身体。
But these things show us that it's so hard to change. We do the same thing, but we never change.
但是真的是很说这事情真的很难改变。我们不断的重复做同样的事情，就是没法改变。
This is a New Year's resolution. Every year at the end of the year, people say, this year I'm going to start going to gym more often.
Yeah, 就是很多人在这个新年开年的时候都说，今年我要去这个我要去这个
运动的
多去运动，多去锻炼。
But by the time February, March comes, nobody goes.
Yeah, 但当时到了二月份、三月份的时候，其实就没有人再去了。
You feel guilty, you pay the money, but you don't go.
Yeah, 然后你就觉得说，我付了这个会员费，然后我不去，真的是心里很内疚。
I heard somebody make a joke about how the first month they go every week they go two times.
Yeah, 那很多人也说了，他们开玩笑说，一开始第一周我每周去两次。
And then the second month every week they go one time.
然后后面一周就去一次了。
Then after that.The third month, every week, they just drive by the gym one time. That's good enough.
然后后面的话呢，他就是说，每周我就开车经过那个gym的话，就觉得就可以了。
That's why I really think sometimes in many things, if we don't make progress, we actually going backwards.
所以就是因为我是觉得说，很多时候很多事情，如果我们不进步的话，我们就会退步。
Moses is an example.
摩西就是一个很好的例子。
He had his own will.
那他有他自己的这个意愿。
He wanted to save his own people.
那他想去这个解救他的人民。
So he killed an Egyptian.
所以他杀了一个这个埃及人。
Then he had to run and escape because he knows the Egyptians are going to kill him now.
对，所以然后就只能逃命了，因为他知道说现在那个埃及人快要杀他了。
Then 40 years later, God says, "Go help your own people."
然后四十年之后，上帝跟他说：“摩西，你去帮助去救你的自己的人民。
”He says, "Me? I'm not qualified."
然后摩西又说我吗啊，我不合格，我不能做这个事情。
But during that time God was growing him for 40 years.
但其实那段时间啊，上帝一直在准备他40年让他成长。
Just like God prepared David from a young boy as a shepherd to lead people.
也就像说上帝从在大卫很小的时候就准备他让他去领导他的人民。
So the lesson is this, that we need to be close to God and God will teach us and then we can grow and then God will use us.
也所以教训就是说我们要跟上帝跟神亲近，这样神就会带领我们成长。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 it tells us to know right from wrong, right and wrong. That is what God wants us to learn.
所以这个希伯来书这个第五章告诉我们说只有长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的官能因为操练成熟，就能分辨是非了。
Think of the training, the 操练, that's very important.
所以我们想一想，这个操练是非常重要的。
Moses was trained 40 years in the desert.
Yeah, 所以
in Midian.
Yeah, 摩西在沙漠里面，在米甸啊，上帝给他操练了40年。
David also being chased by Saul time and again. He was waiting to be king, but he had to learn.
那大卫是一样，对吧？他被扫罗一直的这个追杀，然后呢，一直等待成为成为这个王。
Yeah, so recognizing the difference between right and wrong is God's time.
那能够分辨是非，其实这就是说明白神的公义。
Otherwise, we can stay spiritually comfortable. We can easily go to church the rest of our lives and be in comfort zone.
那我们其实就是说我们可以在灵命上呢。变得非常的舒适，我们很舒适来到教会，然后就留在我们自己的这个很舒适的这个状态里面。
I don't know about you, anytime I have to change, there is some anxiety and there is some conflict, right? Change is anxious.
所以我不知道各位怎么样，但对于我来说，每一次我需要改变的时候，我就开始有焦虑，有时候真的改变就是的确蛮困难的。
People have old habits.
那人大家都有这个老的习惯。
Remember the hurricane in Florida and Texas?
那大家记得说，在这个佛罗里达州还有德州的这个飓风的时候啊。
They told those people, "You better move and get out of here because if you don't, when you call 911 later, no one will answer the phone. Everybody's gone."
所以其实大家是政府都在对这个大家说，你们现在马上就要动起来了，要撤离了。因为如果你不撤离的话，当你就要去打911的时候，是没有人去接这个电话的。
Sometimes when I don't have to speak on Sunday and I listen to another preacher, I hear these warnings and I think about, yeah, I have to change, I have to change.
那有时候呢，我在主日的时候，我不需要讲道的时候，我听其他的牧师传道讲道的时候，我也听到了这些这样的警示，我也会对自己说，我需要改变，我需要改变。
But unless I write down those notes when I go home, I guarantee you after 72 hours, it's all forgotten.
但我发现如果我不把它记下来啊，我保证说回到家里的时候，72个小时之内我就忘得一干二净了。
And not only write it down, but read it again.
啊，不光是把它写下，还要读，还有读。
The last two times I listened to another preacher in my own church, I learned a lot, and I keep the notes and I look at it. It helps me to grow.
上一次我在我的教会里面听另外一位牧师讲的这个信息的时候，对我非常有帮助，所以我就把它记下来，而且我一直保留着那些笔记，不断的读。
If you are serious, that's how you feed yourself.
如果你如果是很认真的话，那就是这就是你怎么样可以喂养自己。
Sometimes we sit here and we think, "Wow, that's a good message. I'm going to remember." You won't remember.
那很多时候我们会坐在这里，会说啊，今天的信息很好啊，我会记住的。
I think if I come back a few months later next year and preach the same message, you will think it's the first time you heard it.
所以我跟大家保证说，如果我几个月之后回来再讲同样的信息的话，你可能会觉得这是一个新的信息。
You think, oh, I heard it somewhere, but I don't remember.
你会说哦，在什么地方听过，但是不太记得。
This is the coat of arms for the country of Australia.
这是这个澳大利亚他们的徽章上面的这个图画。
These two animals are chosen because they share a very special characteristic.
对，这里上面有两只动物呢，哈，他们选了这两只动物，因为他们呢都有一个共同的特征。
One is called an emu, and one is called a kangaroo.
一只是鹦鹉，中文大家知道。
emu and kangaroo.
另外一只是大熊。
It's a very strange name, emu. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what they share in common is they can only move forward. They cannot go backward.
他们的共同点是说，他们只能向前走，他们是不能往后退的。
The emu has three toes only.
也，鹦鹉呢？对，鹦鹉它的脚上只有三个趾，脚趾。
If it tries to go backwards, it will fall down.
如果它要往后走的话，它就会跌倒。
It cannot go backwards.
它没有办法往后走。
It can only go forward.
它只能往前走。
Same with the kangaroo.
那袋鼠也一样。
His tail is so long, he cannot go backwards. If he goes backward, he will fall also.
所以他的尾巴非常长也非常大，所以他不能往后走。他往后走的话，他也会掉，他也会倒。
So I think it's interesting. Australia has this concept in their coat of arms that we are a country that wants to move forward.
所以我们觉得这个非常有趣哦，就是澳大利亚作为国家，他们挑选了这个作为他们的这个徽章。
But you know what?
我们只能往前走，不能往后退。
But you know what I heard this week? Australia just legalized gay marriage, totally okay now.
所以，但是我刚才这一周听到，澳大利亚刚刚把这个同性恋婚姻合法化了。
So their way of moving forward is different from my idea of moving forward.
所以很明显，他们的这个想着向前走的这个认知跟我很不一样。
Some people think they're moving forward, but they are moving further away from God.
很多人觉得他们是真的是在向前走，但是他们其实是离上帝越来越远。
A very famous pastor in Germany said, "If you get onto the wrong train."
那有一个很著名的这个
德国的
这个牧师说，如果你上错了一趟火车的话
，Just because you go from the front of the train to the back of the train doesn't change your direction. It's still going to go the wrong way.
那如果你只是从这个火车的这个最前面的车厢走到最末尾的车厢，不会改变这个火车的方向。
Only way to change is when the train stops, you get off.
所以你唯一的办法就是说，当这个火车停下来的时候，你下车。
His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
他的名字是
Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
He's the only one who stood up against Hitler, and he was hanged for it.
他是唯一一个站起来反对希特勒的人，但是他就被处以绞刑了。
New York Seminary invited him to come to America to stay safe from Hitler.
那其实当时是纽约神学院，当时是邀请他来到美国，这样子他就可以说不会受到希特勒的迫害。
But he said, "I'm going to stay with my own people."
当时他说，我要跟我的人民在一起。
And he spoke for the Jews, even though he was not a Jew.
然后他当时是为这个犹太人说话。他自己不是犹太人。
And he paid for it with his own life.
但是为此他献上了自己的生命。
So either you are going forward or you are going backward. There is no in between in Christianity.
所以我们中国人讲就是说不进则退，没有中间这个状态。
The Department of Social Services in Greenville, South Carolina, sent out a very interesting letter to someone who just died.
那这个兰卡州卡罗来纳州的这个社会服务部呢，他们给一位呢就是刚刚去世的人寄了一封信。
Sent out a letter saying your food stamps will be stopped effective March 1992.
这封信说呢，你的食物券呢从1992年的3月开始就会正式停止了。
Because we received notice that you passed away.
因为我们收到通知说你去世了。
May God bless you.
愿上帝保佑你。
You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances.
如果你的情况发生了变化的话，你可以重新申请。
What kind of, how can you change after you die?
所以，但是是吧？你死了之后怎么样去再改变呢？
So the only time to make progress and to change is when you are alive.
所以其实是说，我们唯一有机会去不断的去改变，去有进步的话，是当我们还活着的时候。
We are a work in progress.
我们都是还没有完成的作品。
Every Christian is a work in progress.
每一个基督徒都是一件没有完成的作品。
God planned it that way.
所以上帝就是这样计划的。
It's okay. By the grace of God, we will grow.
那其实是说完全我们是依靠着上帝的恩典，我们可以成长。
Because it tells us His mercies are new every morning.
因为他告诉我们说，每一天早上他给我们的怜悯都是新的。
I am a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
I know I am a sinner.
我知道我是个罪人。
I offend God.
我要感谢主。
But I also offend Him every day, 得罪他。
我也每一天在得罪他。
But I know His mercy is new every morning.
我也知道说每天早上他给我的怜悯是新的。
I can only keep on going because I know that God always answers the prayer when I say forgive me.
所以我知道说每一次我祷告求主宽恕我的时候，然后我都知道他会宽恕我。
There are 5 prayers that God guarantee will answer. Some prayers He will not answer, but 5 prayers He always answers.
有5个祷告呢，上帝是一定会应允的。有些祷告他不一定会应允。
Number one is He will always answer when we ask Him to forgive us.
第一个就是说，当我们求他宽恕我们的时候，他一定会回答我们的这个祷告。
Number two is He will always answer if we say we want to glorify You.
然后第二个就是说，主啊，我想去荣耀你的时候，他一定会回答我们。
I tell you the other 3 next time.
然后下次我跟你再讲剩下的三个。
I want you to watch this very short 1.5 minute video. After that, I want to read the words to you because it's only in English, but it lets me end this message on encouragement instead of feeling bad.
Yeah. 所以最后呢，就给大家请大家看一下一个很短的 video， 是一分半钟的 video。然后读完完了之后，我会大家读一下里面的词啊。
Okay. Okay, I know Brother Yusan will help me to do this in Chinese so you can catch the importance of this. I've used the excuse I'm only human to try and explain all the ways I sin.
我已经用过了这个借口，我只是一个人，我尝试去解释我所有的罪恶。
When I think about where I've been, I'm so grateful God's love stepped in.
那当我回首我所做的，我真的为上帝的爱感恩。
Because Jesus died on the cross, I don't have to live in loss.
因为耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，我不必再活在这个失落里面。
Even though I now have victory, I'm not as strong as I could be.
即使我现在有了胜利，但是我可以做得更加的坚强。
I'm not as good as I should be.
我可以做得更好。
But for the grace of God, I'm not as lost as I would be.
但是因为上帝的恩典，我不再那样的迷失方向。
I was once chained to my transgressions, but now He's made me a new creation.
那我曾经被我的罪过所束缚，但是现在他使我成为了一个新的人。
Despite my sinfulness, in spite of my weakness,
尽管我是有罪的，尽管我是软弱的。
He's strengthening my inner being to overcome my circumstances.
他在坚固我的内心，以克服我，帮助我克服我的处境。
Why should I just survive as a victim?
那为什么我只能像一个受害者一样活着？
When I get to thrive in this kingdom,
我可以在这国度中茁壮的成长。
Showing the world what Jesus can do through me.
向世人展示 Jesus, 耶稣能透过我做的事情。
Letting them see His love and His mercy.
让他们看到他的爱和怜悯。
Because He gives us the power of forgiveness.
因为他给了我们宽恕的力量。
And we are all just a work in progress.
我们只是还没完工的作品。
Let us live for the Lord. With the Michael.
好，感谢主。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your love and your encouragement.
天父，感谢你给我们的爱、慈爱和这个激励。
Thank you for everyone who decided to come to worship today.
感谢所有的弟兄姐妹今天决定来这里一起来荣耀主。
May our worship have been pleasing to you and continue to bless us and lead us.
也求主悦纳我们的这个崇拜，也继续带领我们。
We cry out to you.
我真的，我们向求主你，向主你求。
Because we have many troubles in our lives.
我们生活中真的，我们的生命中有很多的困难。
Both old and young.
不管是年纪大的还是年轻人。
But because you have forgiven us.
因为你已经宽恕了我们。
And you say you've made us a new creation.
然后你说你把我们变成了新的人。
Then teach us to keep on growing in you.
然后教我们如何在你里面继续的成长。
Bless everyone here today.
然后求主保守所有人。
And all our families.
所有的家庭。
Both young and old.
老的和这个年轻的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.